No, Ma, I never heard that word coal. Okay. I sure didn't.
All right, and what about a plant that has a very distinctive leaf, and if you get against it, your skin breaks out?
That's poison oak and poison ivy.
And large red berries that grow on the ground on vines that are used for jams and...
Strawberries.
And maybe another type berry that's a bit smaller than that and darker.
Dewberries, that grows on the ground.
Any other berries around here?
Blackberries.
We don't have...
Huckleberries in the mountain used to be, but they don't want to bring them down Thomas and sell them more. Somebody told me they'd about all disappeared in this county. That's right.
What about raspberries? Do we have...
Not any unless somebody got a few tame trees in their garden somewhere.
And... we've already talked about, you say some berries are good to eat and some are not.
That's right.
They're called, what do you call them when they're not good to eat? You say, don't eat that, it might be.
It's poison.
And a bush, now here's one that's from the north of Georgia, I'm sure. A bush with glossy evergreen leaves and clusters of pink and white blossoms. Does that sound like anything you might know?
No, that would go with, if it didn't in Georgia, it's in the northern part of the state somewhere.
Right. Do you have anything called a laurel?
No, it's grown in the northern part, close to North Carolina.
Rhododendron?
That's grown in the very far north into going into the Carolinas.
Not around here?
Not around here.
All right.
It won't grow, because I brought some of it home, tried to grow it.
And this very typical southern tree that has the beautiful long green leaves and a big white bloom is the...
magnolia.
Any other words? We don't call them anything except magnolia around here, do
we? No, I've never heard any call that anything else.
All right. If a man comes to the door and asks the woman of the house something, she might not know for sure, what might want to consult with... she might say, just a minute, I've got to ask who?
My husband.
And if the man comes to the door, he might say, wait just a minute, I have to ask...
the wife.
And you might say, a long time ago, I think you said a minute ago, they might have said, my old man.
He said, wait, I talked to the old man. Wait a minute, I got to talk to ask the old lady.
Right. Any other words like that that you can remember? From a long time past? One that came to me the other day from somewhere, and I'm not sure... but it seems to me that I have heard talking about a man's wife. Here comes Mr. Jones and his jade. His old jade or something like that. And I've asked several people and they also never heard of it. So,
the only way I've ever heard that expressed was here comes so-and-so and his old spouse.
His spouse.
I never heard it used as old jade during this part, but I expect it was used among
maybe
some of us.
Maybe it was Kentuckyism then. All right. And if someone's husband has died, you say she is a...
widow.
And every person has a mother and a...
father.
And what is the term that you used for your father? Term, usual term, or a term of affection, or fondness?
I just always called him Dad.
And your children use the same term for you, or your grandchildren, any different terms? Or have you heard anybody else using the different terms?
Well, a lot of them call them by the given name, and my children always call me Dad.
Mm-hmm. And what about your grandfather?
My grandfather, I always called him Grandpa.
And your mother?
My mother, I always called her Mom, and my grandmother, I always said Grandma.
All right, and your mother and father together, you say, are your...
my mother and father.
Mm-hmm. And you... if a child has... have you got another word that would mean the two of them?